Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations right here to great radio stations all along the Genesis Communications Network. Find them online, GCNLive.com. Also, our Salem Media Group stations around the country in some of the largest markets in the country. And our great independent stations out there that are also playing us. And we appreciate everything that's going on. And the people that give us an opportunity to be heard, including our newest affiliate, which is coming up here. Right now in Hawthorne, Nevada, KELY, and their sister stations over there. We appreciate them very much, and hello to Hawthorne, Nevada. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes in specifically for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, of men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, for the FedEx, for the UPS, for the bulk mail drivers out there hauling the bulk mail all across the countryside. And our suicide jockeys, can't forget them, hauling the petroleum products that we need so we can get out and go ourselves. Now, we are on Facebook as the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. Very simple. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. Go over there, like us, and follow us. And our podcast is over there and different things we're doing. We have our events over there, too. Now, don't forget, you can also find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, on Donald Trump's Truth Social website. We're on Twitter as Captains America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, we're going to take ourselves out to California via the telephone and see if the phone lines haven't melted on them out there, Kyle Warren, because it's been hotter than a two-dog barbecue in the middle of the Sahara Desert. So, Kyle Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
All righty. And how hot is it, my friend?
It is so hot.
I'm waiting.
Today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the old Johnny Carson thing. No, it was very hot, and it's hotter out in the desert, but we made it through today somehow.
Well, it's 84 degrees here right now, clear skies, and we're going to have another real interesting day today. And down in South Florida, you don't even want to know. I mean, it's like somebody moved Las Vegas to Miami.
Wow. Yeah, it's been very hot in Vegas, too. I think they're hitting records there as well.
Yes, they are. All right. Well, we're getting ready to say the pledge, so are you ready?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And if you don't believe me, go look at the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and see how many times things are mentioned in there about our Creator and God and all the good stuff that people need to know about, because this crew that's in Washington, D.C. doesn't want anybody to know about that, do they?
I don't think so. You're right. Yeah.
All right. Well, we started out with a list of topics, as we always do, and we're going to have to divert from that because we've had some really serious news incidents happen since we took a look at what we're going to talk about. First of all, Fargo, North Dakota, and to our friends and neighbors up there that are listening to us, we feel our thoughts and prayers are with your police department and the families and anyone else that this shooter up there has affected, because a man opened fire on police officers, just jumped out of a car, they pulled over, and started shooting. He hit three of them, apparently, on a busy street in Fargo, North Dakota. And then, of course, the officers shot him. Don't know what the condition of the shooter is, unless you do, because this is an updated story of, as of about 20 minutes ago from about midnight. Now, police have not confirmed if anyone, including police officers, were shot, but we did hear it later from the chief communications officer who said, and I quote, "This is a very difficult one for all of us. We're releasing as much information as we can at this point. We appreciate all the messages from the community that's given support to our officers, and we will let you know more as it happens." Now, what do you know about this? Because I had you.
Well, Captain, yeah, we do have some updated information, and it is very sad information to report. We are seeing reports, Captain, that one of the police officers was killed. Two others sustained injuries, as you were saying. They all sustained injuries, but one evidently has now succumbed to his to their wounds. We don't know the name of the officer yet. We also understand that one bystander was killed, injured. Injured. A civilian was injured, but also the suspect, according to police, was killed as well. So they've said that the area was, you know, secured at that point. But unfortunately, Captain, this is what it looks like at this hour.
Well, again, our thoughts and prayers go out every time something like this happens. It's very difficult for all those involved, all the first responders that have responded to the police department. So, Fargo, we're thinking about you tonight. And we'll say some extra prayers, and we'll put our prayer warriors on that, too. So there you go. Now, there's another story that broke after we were going to be talking about certain things, and it's Joe Biden. Now, he has announced by executive order that he has taken money, which I didn't think he could, from the Ukraine and used it to cancel $39 billion in student debt for people that owed between between $20,000 and $25,000. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Kyle, hold on. Folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. More coming your way with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And if you want to participate, listen to the message.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of 8. Come see me at Two Guys Gun Shows this Saturday at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19. Details at twoguysshows.com and tell them the captain sent you.
All righty, and I look forward to being there at the Two Guys Gun Show today at the Largo Event Center over on 126th Street North, which is just west of U.S. 19 between Omerton and Roosevelt. You'll see the exit for it. You get off on the frontage road, and then you go under the bridge, and it's the first stop sign north of there, and you'll see the building on the left. And I hope to see a whole bunch of you there because they have a lot of great things. It's a family event, folks. First of all, it's not just about guns. It's a family event. A lot of outdoor things that are there. A lot of things for the family, for the house that you can buy there as well. Some people come in there with discounted stuff. For example, there's a guy that sells sunglasses of all types, styles, and sizes. And there's another one that sells fishing equipment. You never know what you're going to find there. So stop on by. Two Guys Gun Show, Largo Event Center today in Largo, and I look forward to seeing many of you. I'm in a very prominent location today over there. You walk in the door, you'll be looking right at me. Right at me. And I got my big old banner up on the wall. I feel really good about that when I can put the banner up. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, let me try to establish something for the audience. Can the president just go and grab money from anywhere and use it for whatever he thinks he can?
Well, of course not, unless it's allocated by Congress. They're the ones with the purse strings.
So the news story that's out and the way the administration put it out is not accurate because it says, and I quote, the Biden administration announced it will be canceling a total of $39 billion in student debt, affecting around 80 million people that had loans with the amount of $20,000 to $25,000 worth of student debt.
Well, that's exactly right. It's a program that they call the SAVE plan, S-A-V-E, the SAVE plan. And what it does is allows students to come in and enroll in this new system that gives them some very lenient loan terms that won't increase and some such thing as long as they make regular payments. But it is a backdoor. It's a runaround or an end runaround, the idea of canceling the debt outright. And so it will face most definitely will face a legal battle similar to the Supreme Court that already shut down the free payment program as it was.
Okay, and again, I will go back to what I just said. A president cannot take money, and by the way, the money is coming from, according to reports coming out of the Biden administration, it's coming from future amounts of money being given to the Ukraine. They're just taking $39 billion off it to turn around and use it to pay off the student debt.
Well, and again, the Supreme Court has said you can't cancel out the debt like this,
mm-hmm.
And they're just trying to find a different way to do it. Of course, Captain, what they are doing ultimately is they are trying to make good on the Buying the Votes initiative, which was the canceling the student loan program. That was the genesis of that anyway. And then the Supreme Court said, no, this is not constitutional, and the Biden administration freaked out and said, okay, now what can we do to still buy those same votes?
Okay, well, we have a caller on the line, Kyle, and I'm going to go over there and see who this is, so bear with me. Hold on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Bob Garner, Rancho Mirage, California. I demand that Biden and his gang, Blinken and all of them, General Brown, General Lloyd Austin, and be put on trial as American war criminals to show the world this is a...
Okay, we seem to have lost him for some reason, but I think he was going, that's a caller that we hear from on a fairly frequent occasion, usually once a night, because we appreciate if you only call once. And if it's relevant to what we're doing and makes sense and it's got a positive nature to it, so be it. And we can choose to disagree with anyone we want, but as far as what the caller was suggesting, it will never happen even on a good day at the grocery store.
Well, right. Yeah, I don't see something like that in the offing ever anytime soon. We'll move forward.
Right. And the other thing is, when it comes to saying things, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. The facts of the matter don't justify what we are talking about and what the general consensus is of what we're seeing out there. For example, this $39 billion, as I've said, and I've already established that, and this is a fact, the president just can't take money that's been allocated by the Congress and say, nope, I'm not going to use that. I'm going to take it and put it over here. That's not up to him. That's up to the Congress.
Well, that's exactly right. This is why we have these different authorities apportioned into different parts of the government. It's called checks and balances, and otherwise too much power is ceded into one particular branch. Arguably, the presidency is an incredibly powerful branch of government, but there are certain things any president cannot do because of those constraints.
Now, we had another major story that broke last night on a years-old investigation, murder investigation, of a bunch of killings on Long Island. And a Long Island serial killer suspect was arrested yesterday, a well-established businessman. I believe he was a real estate agent, amongst other things, or had his own real estate agency. But New York police announced that they had arrested this suspect for this serial killings, and it was at least three people he got charged with for killing them due to DNA evidence, of all things, that popped up on a piece of a leftover piece of pizza.
That's exactly right. This person is alleged also, Captain, to have been searching out some very, very vulgar and heinous things such as child pornography, we understand. So this person has now been taken into custody and charged, and so that is a very good thing.
Well, it is, but you're innocent until you're proven guilty, and that's something that we have to live by in this country.
Of course.
You know, no vigilante law here on this program. All right, now, the FBI is getting a little retaliation back from the Republicans. The GOP House subcommittee that runs the show with the DOJ and the FBI has cut the budget, the FBI budget, by $1 billion.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting development. And, of course, for Kamala Harris, who might be listening, FBI, that's three letters. We just want to point that out.
Can you spell them, though?
Two letters. Pardon?
Can you spell them?
That's right. But at any rate, all kidding aside, that's right. The House Appropriations Committee has now wanted to cut out that amount of money. Of course, the FBI has come under a lot of fire lately for a lot of these different issues, weaponization, this kind of thing. But I think it's also important to point out that, especially here on this program, we applaud the FBI agents, the men and women doing their best to keep America safe and to keep us all safe and do these investigations. Some of these high-level figures, though, sometimes they stray, don't they?
Right. And again, I want to thank Wyatt Cox from KELY 1230 AM and 98.5 FM. That's a simulcast for the 1230 signal there in Hawthorne, Nevada, as well as KABB 98.7 FM, KPKK 101. FM. So we've actually added one, two, three, four different stations over there in the Hawthorne, Nevada market, which includes the Armagosa Valley, McGill, and Ely. I think I'm saying that right. And that's a good thing. And thank you very much, Wyatt, for doing that. And welcome aboard, everybody over there in Hawthorne, Nevada. Now, I've been through that town. It's on U.S. 95. And it's actually the shortcut, Kyle, to go down from Reno to Las Vegas. And a lot of trucks are over there. So to you truckers that are over there, truck it safe on U.S. 95.
That's right. You betcha. And I'll bet you it's hot right there right now, too. So we definitely feel for
what's
you.
What's your first reason for saying that? Because you're looking at the weather map like I am?
Well, sure, yeah. Well, it's hot all over, especially southern Nevada. And unfortunately, we've had some reports, I think, of deaths that have already occurred because of the heat. So it's a very, very serious matter indeed.
Well, South Florida, Miami down to the Keys, is solid red tonight, like red like you are out there, which means they got 100-plus degree temperatures coming today. And there's a lot of elderly people that live down there, and this is adversely affecting the elderly people. So if you got a problem with your breathing, for God's sakes, folks, don't go outside and spend any length of time out there. Okay, Kyle, hold the fort. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. We'll be back with more.
America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Reports say three police officers were shot in Fargo, North Dakota this afternoon. KFGO is saying the two officers are in critical condition. There's a large police presence at the intersection where the shooting happened. It's not known what led to the shooting or if police have a suspect, but officials say there is no known threat to the public. Millions of Americans from coast to coast, they're feeling scorching temperatures. Today, the National Weather Service issued heat warnings and advisories for more than 90 million people. An appeals court is issuing a brief pause on lower court's ruling limiting the Biden administration's communication with social media companies.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an administrative stay that's in effect until further notice. A separate panel will later consider the DOJ's motion to issue a pause on the ruling as the administration's appeal plays out in court.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, and again, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Now celebrating his 20th year of being in business, having sold over 80 million. Wow, 80 million. My pillows. What do you think? What do you think about that one, Kyle?
Well, that's really something. And all those years in business, it's amazing.
Well, I didn't know there were that many people that were getting that good of a night's rest based on some of the polls we're seeing. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly right. You know, and I love my pillow. All my whole family loves their my pillow.
Well, I got two of them, and I love them both. Now, you can go over to mypillow.com, and you can take a look at all the specials he's got over there. You can save up to 80% on some items like sheets and mattress toppers and pet beds and mattresses and my slippers and so much more, up to 80% on selected items. But everything is on sale over there. So, mypillow.com. Or give them a call. There's a person there right now at the telephone, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call that number, place your order, promo code CAPTAIN, and don't forget, it's all about saving money and all about getting a good product. And it's all about standing up for American and a proud American patriot, Mike Lindell. They're trying again to silence him and put him out of business and this, that, and the other. And I, for one, will stand up for him and support him because I'm all about American business and helping those that are trying to help America. And he bleeds red, white, and blue. All right. Well, Kyle, we got to mention now about what's going on over in the Mediterranean, over in the Middle East. The United States announced it's sending F-16 fighter jets into the region to protect ships from Iranian seizures, which have been happening all too frequently here lately. Now, the U.S. is beefing up their presence of fighter jets around the strategic Gulf of Oman, and I do believe that these jets will be, say, maybe a five-minute flight away from whatever might go on there is what my understanding is.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, by providing overflight and really a deterrent to the Iranian vessels, because that means our dispatch time is very, very short, because it does take time for ships to steam that way, especially the other day when the USS McFall, as a guided missile destroyer, of course, they came over to aid to render assistance. But this hopefully will make the Iranians think twice.
Well, we're going to get to the point to where somebody is going to pull a trigger at one of our ships, and they may or may not strike it. But when they do that, the wrath of God is going to come down upon them, because these guided missile frigates and these destroyers and these cruisers that are over there, as well as our aircraft, are armed to the teeth. And the drones they've got up there, too, are armed to the teeth. And they're just going to sink whatever's there, and that'll be the end of that. So what's that going to accomplish?
Well, exactly right. This is the whole point of trying to deter them. Exactly. So either they get trigger happy and something happens by accident, or hopefully cooler heads will prevail and they'll say, well, not today. We're not going to be able to seize this commercial tanker today.
Now, we've got a report coming from the former ex-State Department COVID investigator talking about some redacted documents involving our little buddy. And since it involves our little buddy, we're going to make this a Dr. Fauci report. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Oh, I love that announcer guy. I don't know where the guy got the deep voice, but we know who that is, but that's a top secret nomenclature on our part, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, top secret.
All right, well, here we go. The ex-State Department COVID investigator is calling the newly unredacted Fauci communications an extensive cover-up on the part of Fauci. And he also, by the way, was making money on the deal through some of his investments. Isn't that just ducky, the Wuhan lab I'm talking about, and some of the pharmaceuticals that were being sold?
It really is. This is very, very startling stuff. I mean, it's not surprising in the grand sense, but here we go, Captain. We're starting to find out a lot more of the depth of all this.
The depths of all this. Okay, explain.
The depth of all, the whole
explain.
Thing. That's right. Yeah, well, just, you know, how far the cover-up would go. I mean, they're talking about getting these redacted documents that only have, like, the first line visible. You know, I mean, what is all this being hidden for? And, of course, Dr. Fauci went out. He changed his story a lot and, you know, tried to make everybody think you didn't need a mask. And then now you needed two masks, sometimes three masks.
I got to ask you a question, Kyle. Why can't anybody say it for what it is? It's a lie. Fauci's been lying to us, and the guy needs to be, since there's documented proof starting to show up again now about all this, why can't we prosecute the guy and hang him out to dry, which is what should have been done to begin with for what he did to this country?
Yeah, I don't know that would be in the offing anytime soon. But that being said, I think he was lauded and sort of built up as this mega figure who just could say no wrong. And he was
$800,000 worth of a mega figure.
Well, right, but he was an oracle of truth, and he was the person who was telling us all about COVID and what was, and by the way, people were scared, and rightly so. They were scared for very good reasons. But Dr. Fauci, you know, was again brought up as this big oracle of truth, and everybody had to sort of do exactly what Fauci said, and otherwise, maybe we'll all get COVID and die, and there's something like that. And of course, it was a very serious disease. It still is, and people still get COVID. But Dr. Fauci kind of contributed, I think, to a lot of the hysteria about it.
Now, the DOJ prosecutor, I believe it's, is Smith the one that's going to testify before the House on the Hunter probe? Is it him or somebody different?
I believe so.
And that's going to be this coming week, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
I wonder how many times he'll say, well, I can't answer that because it's an ongoing investigation, like Christopher Wray did.
Actually, actually, I think we do, we'll correct that, Captain. I think it's David C. Weiss who's going
to. Oh, okay, David Weiss. Yeah, okay, that's the
David
other guy.
Weiss, yeah.
He's not involved anymore.
Right, exactly. But he'll be testifying for the House panel about the Hunter Biden probe, yes.
Now, I got to get this out there because I've been to the White House, not only in service to my country many, many years ago, but also as a guest, a visitor, and then as a guest after Donald Trump got elected. I went up there one time. And I went through that entrance that everybody's talking about, and I'm familiar with a cubbyhole, but I was told not to bring certain things with me, so I didn't have to worry about the cubbyhole. There was nothing I had with me, like cell phones or tape recorders or anything like that. I was told I wouldn't be able to use them, so just don't bring them. But according to an ex-Secret Service agent, he's not surprised about the White House cocaine incident and even finding marijuana in there because of the fact that people would come in, put stuff in a cubbyhole, and basically no one would pay any attention to them. But with all the cameras and all the devices and the sensors they got in there, how could you not know? Plus, we've also got a report now that there were fingerprints on the cocaine pack.
Yeah, but they're saying they can't trace anything. The whole thing is concluded.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. Yeah, because it's the perfect crime. And the perfect crime can't happen at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It just can't happen.
No.
Not in this day and age.
No, I do not believe that for a second because I know better. There's so much security there. It's unbelievable. It's like more than anything you can think of at any facility you've ever been to if you've served in the military or even if you've been to a jail or a prison and visited and they got all those doors and all those locks and all those sensors and all that stuff. 10 times that amount. That's how extensive it is at the White House.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I guess what can we surmise from this? They don't want to tell us what happened. It can't go out.
It's somebody on the president's staff, and they don't want to say who. That's what it is. That's my theory right now.
I think that's a good working theory, because otherwise, what else can we think? I mean, people can't bring stuff into the White House like this. That's ridiculous.
Now, medical marijuana, I got it. If you got somebody that's on medical marijuana, but for God's sake, you speak up and say, listen, I have a prescription, here it is, and that's my marijuana. Cocaine, I don't think you can say you got a prescription for cocaine yet. It's not legal anywhere, right?
Yet. Yeah, I think that's very funny.
I use the word yet, yep, because you get 10 minutes
from
now.
Yeah,
you know, 10 minutes from now, the Congress could convene and we have a special session. Well, anyway, folks, the Congress is going to take a break along with this program for about 3 minutes. Our breaks are usually 3 to 3.5, maybe 4 minutes long at the most, and then we come right back. And for the people that keep asking me about the commercials, guess what? Go listen to one of those other shows when they go on break for 5, 6, or 7 minutes. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren and I are moving on.
After this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It looks way too much for way too little. Drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the go-to. He's proud he took for a right-wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I'm turning up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good.
That happens to be Montgomery Gentry, A Blast from the Past, and that's A Blast from the Past, all right, as it was skipping a little beat there. But hell yeah is what that's called. Kyle, what you think there?
Yeah, that's, I would say it the same way. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hell
oh,
yeah.
Hell there yeah, you there you go, hell yeah. All right, well, I'm going to read this little statement, and folks, I'm not exaggerating when I say extremely and dangerously hot. over the weekend across most of the country out west, especially the northwest. We've got some just unbelievable temperatures in some areas where it shouldn't be as hot as it's going to be. But that heat continues all the way across I-10 and I-20 into the deep south as far east right now as Alabama. Now, if you take Florida and add that to the picture, the south part of Florida looks like as if we're going to be in Las Vegas down there over the weekend. So take it away, Kyle. What the heck is going on out there?
Well, yes, Captain, we're looking at some pretty hot temperatures. You just mentioned Las Vegas, and yes, it is looking like it's going to be breaking those records, that's for sure. So you want to stay inside the casinos if you're on the Las Vegas Strip. Right now, the Las Vegas Strip, it's registering 97 degrees, Captain, and of course, wherever you are in that
good Lord.
Yeah, and basically it's almost midnight right now in Las Vegas, so 97 degrees is nothing to sneeze at.
Well, on the average, Kyle, and I hate to interject, but I'm going to, on the average, that means during the daytime, the heat of the day, you're up 20, 25 degrees.
Well, exactly right.
Wow.
And I've been in Las Vegas many times when it's been oppressively hot, and so, yeah, you tend
Me
to stay...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stay in the hotels, basically, if you're visiting on the Las Vegas Strip. But this excessive heat warning, Captain, is going to continue all through southern Nevada. We understand there's already been some people that have succumbed to the heat, and that is a very, very sad thing. This continues on up through Reno and all the way, just all over the state of Nevada, over towards Utah, most of the state of Utah under a heat advisory of some sort. Heat advisories in southern Idaho, southern Oregon, central Washington heat advisory there as well. Also, we'll get back to the heat in just a moment, but we've got air quality alerts covering almost the entire state of Montana, but this is going to be mostly east of Missoula and Helena right now, but it's going to dip down into Wyoming, down through Casper, down towards Cheyenne, and then also into Colorado. We're getting a lot of that particulate matter from these new wildfires, as these Canadian wildfires. So all that is coming back, folks, especially this weekend. You need to be careful with the air quality in those areas. If you're sensitive, you've got to take precautions. Getting back to the heat advisories down in southern New Mexico, Las Cruces, Carlsbad, heat advisories going on there. Of course, Tucson and then Phoenix as well. Phoenix also seems to be very, very hot. We understand it's been in one place being described as hell on earth because of the very, very hot temperatures. So definitely be careful. Drink lots of water. Stay in the air conditioning. Check on your neighbors, especially your elderly neighbors, just to make sure everybody's okay. And pets, make sure you keep your pets inside and cool. Plenty of water for them as well. More next hour and back to the Captain.
All right. Well, we're going to start up in New England and upstate New York. Unfortunately for them, you're going to get a lot more rain over the weekend. Now, there will be strong to severe thunderstorms through that area with heavy rain and flooding. Once again, possible in several locations through the New England, Vermont in particular, upstate New York in particular, and especially also the severe weather could lead to a tornado or two touching down somewhere up in there. So you need to be on your toes and pay close attention to the weather, especially if you're driving around. If you see water coming across the road, once again, turn around, don't drown. You've seen what's happened to those bridges and the cars that they keep pulling out of the river with people in them that drowned, that had no chance of survival because they got caught up in the water and down the river they went. Now, that being said, let me go back out to where my territory kind of starts. Minnesota, George, you got the schmutz up there in the air again all through Minnesota. I mean all of it right now. Poor air quality. How about this one, Kyle? All of Wisconsin. And here's another one. All of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I haven't seen that in a while. You got the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, all of Wisconsin, all of Minnesota with a... And again, I'm calling it the schmutz alert. That's what we're doing. All of Indiana, too, folks. All of Indiana. And then along I-80 in Nebraska and the southern or the eastern edge of Nebraska from Omaha on down to the Iowa line, the bottom Iowa line there. You've got the same thing. You've got a very poor air quality alert over there. And we do have some storms we need to pay attention to, along with some very warm weather in Oklahoma into the central part of Arkansas. But there's flooding all through the northeastern corner of Arkansas, to include Tulsa, east up towards Joplin, and then down south of Joplin, down into Arkansas. There's serious flooding there. Fort Smith, Arkansas, getting flooding right now. There are some severe thunderstorms bouncing around over there. You've got reports of flooding in the southern two-thirds of Mississippi and various areas there. Also in Louisiana, the whole state is involved in a high heat warning, as is Mississippi and New Orleans. You've got some flooding going on there around Lake Pontchartrain. And Texas, East Texas, from Texarkana all the way down to Houston, all the way down to the Mexican border, you've got a high heat warning. The high heat warning goes straight across I-10 and I-20. All the way out to the junction, I-10, and then all the way to El Paso, all the way down to the Mexican border. So be advised, that's going to be miserable. We've got rain in the panhandle of Florida, east of Pensacola, and up where Frank lives. He's getting some rain, I can see. And there will be some flooding in southeastern Alabama and southwestern Georgia, and possibly the upper panhandle north of I-10 in Florida as the rain continues to come down today there. And that's what I'm looking at right now in my area there, Kyle. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J that brings us the Truckers High Wind Bible Report.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people of Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. They want to be your oasis out there on the road, especially in this heat. Wherever you're traveling along the interstates, you want to go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest travel center near you, and they're all over the place. They're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America. And also, you can check out their My Rewards Plus app, where you can get great offers, save money, access amenities, and then also, of course, earn points on many of the things that you buy at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also, find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at a Pilot or Flying J, and especially that would be wonderful for you travelers out there, you RVers. Saving 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas would be a great, great thing as you travel across this great country of ours. And once again, pull on in, get in the air conditioning, get something cool to drink, get something great to eat, get recharged, refueled, resupplied, back on the road, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and we are going to be taking a break. We're going to be coming back after that break. Your stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their bills. You get the news on most of the stations, the weather, too. And we'll be back at about 6 minutes worth of breaks and the news and all that. That's a little bit longer, top and bottom of the hour. But I will tell you this, when we come back, Joe Biden did it again in Finland. Yep, he did something really disgusting and nasty in Finland. And people are starting to speak up about it, that this guy is not all there. There's something gone, and there's a big move to get him off the ticket right now, quietly, with money this time, with money. We'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.